Thank you, Elizabeth. Now, don't forget the clocks go forward 1 hour this weekend, so with summer on the way, signs of warmer, longer days are in evidence. The Eaton Park Railway is set to reopen, and tennis courts in the city are to have a makeover, and a local pub of the year is named by Camera.
The King's Head in Norwich has been announced as the Branch Pub of the Year for the third time by Norwich and Norfolk Camera. Owned since 2013 by Stephen and Leslie George, also owners of the Humpty Dumpty Brewery, the pub in Magdalen Street has been named 2017 City Pub of the Year and the Branch Overall Pub of the Year. Previously owned for 9 years by John Smith and Roland Coomer, it was converted from a biker's pub into the real ale pub it remains today. The pub, which dates back to the 18th century, has gone from strength to strength. Mr. George said they were delighted with the award, adding that the pub is a special place. The King's Head is a showcase for Norfolk's many microbreweries, with wonderful regulars who are keen to try the ever-changing range of beers in a historic pub setting in the middle of Norwich's antique and vintage shopping area. It's a place where people engage in the old art of conversation. There were about a dozen pubs that were up there in contention, and we are really pleased there are so many good pubs in Norwich. The Norwich and Norfolk Camera 2017 Rural Pub of the Year has also been announced and has been won by the Star Inn in Lessingham.
A youngster from Reefham named a lamb after a Norwich City Football Club legend after he won a competition at Easton and Otley College's Lambing Weekend. Six-year-old Mia Digby Randall visited the Farming Fun Day, which took place on the same day as the Old Farm Derby between Norwich and Ipswich. Visitors were asked to name a lamb after a football legend from either of those teams. The prize was a football top of the team that they support, and the winner also got to name a lamb after their favourite player. Mia was independently drawn out of the hat, and she chose Grant Holt. And as a result of winning, Mia will meet Holty and pick up her prize with her mother, father and brother. Mia said, "I like lambs because they are nice animals and I can give them a hug. It was good to meet Holty and I like my new Norwich top." Mia's mother, Tammy Digby, said, "I grew up on a farm with sheep and the family loves animals, so that's why we came along to the lambing weekend in February. The day was fantastic. My youngest, Anderson, loves tractors and pigs, and Mia loves the lambs."
Almost £400,000 could be spent to refurbish and replace tennis courts in four of Norwich's parks. Plans have just been lodged for changes to tennis courts in Harford Park, Lakenham Recreation Ground, Eaton Park and Higham Park. Norwich City Council has applied to its own planning department for the revamp, which would see hard courts refurbished and floodlighting installed at Harford and Lakenham. Floodlighting would also be installed at three courts in Eaton Park. However, the scheme also proposes removing the council's last remaining grass courts in Higham Park and replacing them with three all-weather floodlit courts, which has already attracted controversy. The council wants to replicate the success of the Norwich Parks tennis programme, which has been running in Eaton Park. For the revamp to go ahead, it would mean the council would have to invest £140,000 from its capital budget. City Hall officers say that is less than what it would spend maintaining the current courts for 3.5 years. But the council would also have to be successful in a bid for £195,000 from the Lawn Tennis Association, while £55,000 would come from contributions made by housing developers. If planning permission is secured and the funding bid is successful, the improvement work to the courts could be rolled out from the autumn of 2017.
A popular miniature railway in Norwich will reopen to the public next month, with a number of charity days in the pipeline. Eaton Park Miniature Railway will go full steam ahead from April the 2nd and operate every Sunday and bank holiday Monday until October the 8th. Trains will run from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on the main line ground level track from Parkside Station, with the exception of the first Sunday of the month in May to September, which will be on the raised heritage track from Larch End, nearest the Rose Garden. Fares for 2017 remain unchanged since 2006, at £1 for the main line and 50p for the heritage track. And for the first time, souvenir tickets will be issued. A number of charity days are also planned, with Whit Monday raising funds for the Each Nook Appeal, August Bank Holiday Monday fundraising for the Lord Mayor's Fund, and the final Sunday will raise money for Children in Need.
People living in Spixworth have been urged to help the parish council shape its neighbourhood plan. A neighbourhood plan allows communities to shape development in their areas and consists of policies important to the local community that, once adopted, the district authority has to take into consideration for any future developments. Spixworth Parish Council is looking to undertake a neighbourhood plan, but wants to hear the views of people who are interested in protecting their neighbourhood. Anyone interested or who would like more information should call the Parish Council on 01603 890 290. Meanwhile, the Council is looking for help from people living in the village to introduce a community garden.
The number of affordable homes built in our region has plunged to a record low, at a time when thousands of people are crying out for a roof over their heads. Norwich City Council leaders have revealed how £220,000 has been spent this year on temporary accommodation to stop people from becoming homeless. Yet the number of affordable homes built in Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire fell to a record low of just 910 in 2015 and 2016. In 2008-2009, there were 3,650 homes built across the three counties, including 460 in Norwich, but just 30 were built in the city last year. But council leaders in Norwich said more than 5,000 people and families in the city were crying out for affordable housing. There has been a noticeable increase in recent months of the number of rough sleepers in Norfolk, particularly in Norwich and King's Lynn.
That's all for this part of Chatterbox. In a few moments, Marion Penn and John Francis will have more news and features. So it's goodbye from Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell.